now, staying with culinary things. Did you know that each year Germans throw away enough food to feed 15 million people? A German filmmaker called Valentin Thurn has been raising awareness about the problem with a documentary about food waste, but he's also heading a project to develop a mobile phone app called Food Sharing. Rather than throw away good food, the app can help people give away what they don't need for free. Here's Kathleen Schuster.
Do you see the screen of the iPhone or any other smartphone? And on top of it is the logo Food Sharing, and then you have a map.
Valentin Thurn is explaining his latest idea to me. It's an app called Food Sharing. This is the idea. Don't throw away food that's still good. Give it away to a neighbor instead. Customers will always buy too much, says Thurn. But he and his project partners think that if people give away food from their fridge a few times, then they'll start to think about food differently.
If you go with your mouse or your finger on the dots, that shows you, okay, there is 10 kilo of potatoes.
The 49-year-old German filmmaker received international attention over the past year for his documentary Taste the Waste, which helped raise awareness about massive food waste in the West. Now, he has found a way to take his anti-food waste movement one step further by helping people to share food.
Every single item we don't throw away helps a little bit to reduce the demand on the world market. If the prices on the world grain markets are rising, poor people in Africa and Asia can buy less bread, for instance. This is the indirect consequence of our wasting to hunger.
Studies estimate that German households are responsible for more than half of all national food waste. Each person in Germany throws away an estimated 1.2 tons of food every year. That's enough to feed 15 million people. In response, the German government launched a series of anti-food waste initiatives in March. It's using a website and flyers to inform Germans about how to waste less food. But Thurn envisions a more interactive approach.
The moment you participate in such a scheme as food sharing, this is also a mental change. I assume you buy differently, and you buy maybe less, and then you start also thinking about what am I buying. And the moment you start reflecting where does my food come from, you probably will buy differently.
It's hard to say whether Thurn's idea of a food sharing app will work at all, because he hasn't tested it yet. Plus, people could do this on their own without a smartphone, yet they don't. Up the road in Münster, several college students get ready to go dumpster diving. Dumpster divers take home whatever they find from supermarket trash bins that's still edible, not because they can't afford to buy it, but because they want to make a point.
One night we rode back and forth four times and probably brought home about 30 kilos of good quality food and another 10 kilos of potatoes. So yeah, that makes a big impression on a person.
Moritz, who doesn't want his last name mentioned for legal reasons, began a year and a half ago after reading about how supermarkets throw away food they could still sell. Since dumpster diving is illegal in Germany, there aren't official statistics on how many people actually participate in this growing international protest movement. Moritz thinks Thurn's idea of a food waste app is one of many necessary steps toward curbing food waste.
It's not a simple problem either, where you can make a blanket statement like, down with the evil companies. Just like you can't say, go dumpster diving. You have to find different ways to solve this problem, every person for himself, and then together too. But there's certainly not a single solution that will fix everything.
Thurn says there's a will in Germany to make a change. In fact, three cities have already expressed interest in testing out the food-sharing app in coming months.
Kathleen Schuster reporting there.